This is the Paul and Young Ron Show with Paul Castronovo and Young Ron Brewer.
It's 7 o'clock. Piss off.
Morning, 7 o'clockers. 30 minutes away from the latest on Emily. I hate to be that guy.
What guy?
Oh, there's a tropical storm out there, because most Floridians, the long-timers like me, are like, oh, tropical storm? Yeah, call me when something matters.
Well, there is a tropical storm out there.
Yeah, call me when something matters.
Well, how do you think we get hurricanes? From tropical storms.
When it's a hurricane, call me.
It may be too late.
Oh, seriously? I remember. You're talking about that one that you screwed up on?
Well, I thought that wasn't going to be a factor, and it turned out to be. Remember just a couple of weeks ago.
By the way, you're full of crap.
I'm still blowing my nose. Did you take the Mucinex?
They didn't get it for me. I took the 24-hour one.
Metamucil or whatever the hell it was. Remember just a couple of weeks ago, and you were over there in the Bahamas, and all of a sudden, whoa, it's a tropical storm. Where'd that come from?
Call me when it's a hurricane.
We are entering the active season, sir. The most active part of the season.
That I did not know.
Of course you did. What month did you think Hurricane Andrew hit the...
August 24th, sir.
August. The month of August.
1992. You don't even know the year.
All I'm saying, it was in August. I remember August.
Right.
And Dennis Felkin has a lot of important information to impart in about a half hour from now.
If you missed the story, we'll do it again later, but Alex Rodriguez, A-Rod, the allegations of illegal gambling and cocaine and... I don't even want to think about Matt Damon and Ben Affleck and Leonardo DiCaprio and Tobey Maguire being around. The whole thing is just weird.
I don't think it's that egregious to me. I mean,
It's illegal. I mean, okay. What do you want from me? If you were in New York right now, you'd be going. If you were a Yankee fan, if you cared about our teams like they care about in New York, and I want to say this, and it hurts to say it, but I am envious of the Yankees and their fans.
You know, the Marlins ought to be envious of what you call football or soccer.
What, because 70,000 showed up for that?
It's amazing to me.
We're in Miami. It's a third world nation almost. There's people from everywhere here. Hey, can you go ahead and get that stuff I printed about from Facebook about Henny and Sperano and all that? No, it's, I mean, everybody from around the world comes here, and, you know, in their countries, baseball, football, soccer is the only thing that matters. And 70,000 showed up and proved it last night with Barcelona. And don't you remember when they won the World Cup a couple of years ago? Was it Spain or whatever? People were going crazy in Barcelona.
Was that one the one with the Vuvuzelas?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
You do?
Sure.
So Tony Sperano yesterday comes out and says,
it really makes me sick. I think that when people come to the stadium like that in one of those kind of events to support the Miami Dolphins, that's what we should be thinking
pissed
about.
Pissed off that they booed Chad Henne. Pissed off that they cheered Wee Wan Orton. My statement earlier that I stand by is that if they didn't want the fans to be interested in another quarterback, then the Dolphins brass should not have been parading those names out. They should not have said, we're going to upgrade a quarterback position. We think that's what we need to do. We need to upgrade a quarterback position. We need that. And they've been telling us that.
We're all big boys here, okay? The reason why we did it and to see that happen is just disappointing to me.
Is it too late to upgrade the quarterback position?
Are you trying to do your Tony Sperano?
I'm trying to do you doing Tony Sperano.
Yeah, I don't know what.
Maybe they will. How do you know they will?
Of course, free agent period is still open. Yeah. So listeners on Facebook last night said, hey, go. He's our quarterback. It's not his fault. You can't expect a bad product in the field and expect cheers all of the time. That's an interesting point.
Yes, it is.
I don't think it's fair for the fans. It's not fair. I don't know what Sperano was saying when it said it's not fair to boo Henny. Typical Dolphin fans is what Gabriel says. Maybe coach would like to hear Sperano must go.
He may hear that, actually.
Henny is horrible, and the other two jokers aren't too far behind. We need a quarterback badly. The same people that scream, ref, you suck at a Heat game while sitting next to little kids. Classless and typical South Florida. I wouldn't put that on us. I certainly would have. They don't do that in Philly, New York. Please. You're allowed. In fact, my kid, I taught him to ref, you suck. Say it with me. Ref, you suck. And by the way, the kids love when they hear that. They get a kick out of it.
They just like any kind of talk.
These are the fans that end up on the police bus by halftime. Do we have a police bus?
I don't know.
Especially at Jet and Patriot games. No class. If Henny's is it, the fans need to be supportive or stay the hell home.
Well, how quickly would it change if he gets there and lights it up?
Next time, we'll start chanting, "We want Shula." See how Sperano likes that. Wow.